Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. I'm the founder of Dhammayanti, and I started it to present to you and to present to people who are interested some of the greatest wisdom, which I just love, that's in the Sanskrit language. So these are my insights and my love for the Sanskrit wisdom, which is truly universal. That's my experience. And this month I've got a theme of resilience going on, abhyasa in Sanskrit. And today's show is all about the miraculous power of a simple decision. This is a deeper dive, a deeper look into resilience, because at the heart of resilience is this decision that you can cope, that you have the power, you have the resources, you have the strength to get through something that feels like it's crushing you. Remember, resilience is this ability to bounce back in the face of life's challenges and setbacks, and the power to formulate creative ideas and focused resolution is the sort of the platform, the basis for resilience. That's what it's built on. So one deeper aspect of resilience, we have the sort of the basic 101 understanding of resilience is keeping going, not letting something put us off, not letting something crush us. But at the heart of that is a decision. Believe it or not, it's a decision, a resolution. And in Sanskrit, that's called a sankalpa. Sankalpa is the Sanskrit word, and I'll go into the meaning of that in a minute. But that is the starting point, is decision, resolution. And that is the key starting point for your mindset, is resolution. Now, we're making decisions all the time, whether we're conscious of them or we're not conscious of them. There's a decision, a resolution, and it forms a belief. And at the heart of that is an idea. It starts with an idea. So there's incredible power in an idea. It's a form of universal energy, form of universal consciousness. The idea can be anything. I'm not placing any qualification on the type of idea. I'm just saying an idea. So remember that belief is the driver of action. As human beings, belief is the driver of action. Excuse me. These are sort of basic things to understand. And certainly as a coach, when I was an executive coach, these were some of the key things I was returning to again and again with my clients, that an idea is at the heart of everything. So we have to find out what the idea is if we want to change something, what the fundamental idea is underneath. And we need to make an idea, a decision, a conscious decision, a resolution, which is replacing an old idea with a new idea, because everything turns on an idea. And then that is the driver of action. And generally, my experience with coaching is that when we get clear on something, the energy comes to take action. It's natural. So if there's no energy to take action, it just means we haven't actually got the inner clarity yet. Because as soon as we get that, action is the next natural outcome. Particularly as human beings, I just found people couldn't wait to get started, couldn't wait to get into action and purposeful action. They didn't just go crazy with activity. It was purposeful action to achieve what they had decided they wanted, their goal. So remember, everything turns on an idea. At the heart of understanding mindset or a state of mind is an understanding of the power of an idea. And I did a whole show last month called Mindset Matters, The Power of an Idea. And I just talked about everything turns on an idea. And this is what I was taught actually when I was quite young. Ideas are a form of energy of consciousness. They're concentrated forms of energy. Think of sort of a concentrated drop of something. And nothing happens unless there's an idea first. We may not spot the idea, but there is always an idea behind every action. If you want to lift your arm, an idea has to form first to lift your arm. If you want to bake a cake, there's an idea first to bake a cake. If you want to drive somewhere, there's an idea first to drive to that destination. If you want to create something, there's an idea first. Everything turns on an idea. Shift the idea and everything changes, and it can change quickly. Something that seems intractable, you just can't change. The idea shifts and boom, everything changed. And I saw that when I was teaching so often. Difficult situations, I'd just shift my idea of it and all of a sudden it would shift in ways that I almost can't describe to you now. It's just sort of, wow. Okay, I didn't see that coming, or gee, this is great. And it would just, the energy would change everything. And it started with my attitude, my belief, basically the idea that I was holding. So let's go to the Sanskrit, as I always do, because this is the universal wisdom. And Sanskrit, the wisdom in Sanskrit hasn't changed. It's unchanged and therefore intact. That's why it's timeless, ancient. So sankalpa means an idea, it means a resolution, it means a determination. You make a determination about something. It's a conception formed in the mind or heart. It's will or volition. It's a desire, it's a definite intention. So you can get the energy behind this word sankalpa. Idea, resolution, determination of something, a definite intention. And it, funnily enough, it's something I just remember because of the sounds. It comes from a root form. And the root form means to be brought about or to be brought into existence. So it's very interesting that this whole thing of idea or resolution or determination actually comes from the root of bringing something into existence, to creating or producing something. So the ideas we have actually create. They actually produce our experience, our life experience. So we have to be very careful and conscious of what we're thinking. And that's not always so easy, but that is the challenge. So our mindset is based on or founded on any idea we have. So a key idea in resilience is that you have the power to bounce back. We need to act. If we're not aware of whether we have that idea, refresh it and make that conscious decision that you have the power to bounce back. Make sure that is at the heart of your understanding of resilience, that this is a thing that can happen, that you can be resilient and that you can bounce back. It's as simple as that. Remember, this is the power of a simple decision, that you have the power to bounce back and that this is a thing that can happen and that you're capable of it. So if I leave you with anything, it's that. Go within yourself and just make that decision, no matter how you're feeling, whether it appears like this is just simply not possible. Don't think about it like that in that sort of normal conscious thinking way. Just make that decision. Come back to your center, that you have the power to bounce back, that this is a thing that can happen and that you're capable of it. So that is a key idea in resilience. Think of the elastic. It bounces back into proper shape Well, you can do that too. Because there'll be times where you feel you just can't. And the fact is, you can. You don't need to be the victim of your circumstances. It's one thing I was taught, and it made such an impact on me, was that no matter what situation you're in, this is a situation that you can cope with, and it's exactly where you need to be at this moment to experience this. Because then you're not fighting the present moment. It doesn't mean it's a situation that you need to hang about in, but at that moment, rather than resist it, like, I shouldn't be here, this shouldn't be happening to me, you're then in that victim mindset. You need to flip it and say, great, I'm here, there's a reason for this, but I'm going to now choose to get out of it. And immediately you're in the victim mindset. And you can overcome those circumstances, because then you'll be able to take purposeful action. And that comes by shifting the idea, and you make that decision. So already note that power that comes with a simple decision. I can cope. I can do this. I can bounce back. This is a thing that can happen, that I'm capable of this. These are simple decisions. These are simple ideas. And that immediately takes you out of a victim mindset. I've taught a lot of students over the years, and supporting them to come to that decision, encouraging them to come to that decision, help them overcome challenges in all sorts of ways, be it with their learning when they were really struggling with something, or just doing something physical. Some kids are really good with book work and intellectual work, and they're not very coordinated, not very strong on the sports field or doing something physical. And that was equally a challenge for them. So just remember that these key ideas can be shifted. And this key decision point is so powerful and so transformative, and it has incredible power. And these decisions are simple, like, I can do this. All right. It's not the decision, I'm going to build the Eiffel Tower. It's, I can do this. I can get through this right now. That is a simple decision and so powerful. When I was coaching with my clients, there'd be, you know, to resolve to overcome fear or an internal blockage to achieving their goals was the key turning point. And this shifted what they did and how they proceeded through their career or personal life. And it was so powerful. We had to get to that point of resolution. Yes, I can do this. I'm going to overcome my fear. So resilience is bouncing back, coming to a proper shape. And I pose the question again, what's our proper shape? Well, I would say to you, from my own experience, my own instruction, we are infinite and sovereign beings. At our heart, that's our proper shape. And it showed me that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. Absolutely anything is possible if you put your mind to it. This is the miraculous power of a simple decision. So we're going to take a break now. And after the break, we're going to be talking about some help with your resolve to stay strong and resilient. Because we need to support that decision. We need to refresh and re-energize that decision. So we'll be right back after the break.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti for Your Soul, the show for your soul. And today I've been talking about the incredible power of a simple decision, and this is related to a deeper dive into resilience. This month I've had a theme going of abhyasa in Sanskrit, abhyasa, and it means resilience, because resilience is such a hot topic. Everybody's talking about it. There are definitely challenges in the world, especially at the moment, and you need resilience. You need to understand that you can get through this. And so I've done a show, Resilience 101, And now I'm doing this one on the power of a simple decision. And that is the deeper understanding, a deeper dive into our understanding of resilience, because people talk about resilience, they talk about mindset, but what do we actually mean by that? And I go back to the Sanskrit every time. And resilience in Sanskrit is abhyasa, and it means sustained discipline practice. And that can be inner discipline practice, but it's sustained. That means keeping at it, staying the course. And the English word resilience comes from the Latin resilire, which means to bounce back. Think of a piece of elastic. You stretch it, you put it under tension and pressure. And elastic, what makes it elastic is it springs back. We expect that. You know, if we've got a, you know, some underwear or a pair of pants or something with elastic around the waist, we expect that elastic to hold. And if it doesn't hold, if it's gone loose and slack, it's not going to do the job and our pants fall down. It's an obvious thing, but that's what the meaning is of resilience, that we can cope, we can get through things. It doesn't mean it's not easy. There'll be certainly challenges in life. I've met tons in my own life that are hard in my teaching career, in, you know, in personal life. It's just life. You're going to meet them, but as human beings, we are infinite beings. We are sovereign. At our heart and our soul, we have that divine spark, that infinite energy. And it is there. If we come back to center, take a deep breath, connect with it very simply, and come back to that decision that, yes, I can do this, I can cope. That said, making that decision, as I was talking about before the break, that sort of decision does need refreshment. And I have to say that was one thing I was taught a few years ago. I'd never really sort of consciously appreciated that, yeah, we make those decisions, but they do need refreshment. And that doesn't mean that the decision was faulty in any way or imperfect in any way. It just means it's natural. They need refreshment. They need support. They need re-energizing. You know, like a pair of some clothing that needs washing, or, you know, needs a bit of repair. It needs a little re-energizing. And when it comes to resolve with a decision, and in Sanskrit, the word for decision is sankalpa, and it means making a conscious determination, making a decision, a resolve. It's an idea, and there's incredible power in every idea that we hold. That's really where our creative energy is held, in ideas that we hold about anything, because nothing happens without an idea first. Everything turns on an idea. We just may not be aware of them, but everything turns on an idea. And I did a show on that, Mindset Matters, the Power of an Idea. And you really need to come to that, because I was taught that young, and honestly has guided me in so many ways, because situations I would stop and say, right, what idea have I got within myself? What idea am I holding that's making this difficult, or it's not working properly? And I would spot something. And I was then able to let that go, and a whole new perspective took over. Change the idea, everything changes. And that comes with decision. And we need to support and refresh these ideas, these resolves, this decision, because these ideas are what we believe, and belief is the driver of action. So it's very important to sort of, that's why I like to present this in my shows. And when I was teaching and coaching, I was doing this all day, every day, helping a student, or when I was coaching my executive coaching clients, helping them come to an awareness, an understanding of an idea that was holding them back from achieving the goals that they wanted to achieve. And it's the same with us. So I wanted to just put to you an example of a singer. Say someone's got a singer, she's got natural gifts, and she applies herself to the discipline of her training. And she develops a great deal of resilience through doing this, the ability to return again and again to the task despite setbacks. Perhaps some future performance may not go as well as her first recital. She did a stellar performance in her first recital, and then some performances may not be as good. She might have made mistakes. Something went wrong. And sometimes the singing was not as perfect. But her preparation to handle such sort of so-called failures is a practice of re-engaging with her training despite the glitches, despite setbacks, despite the suboptimal performances. And then having thus built up her resilience, her abhyasa in Sanskrit, she'll have the strength to carry on regardless, okay? And I draw that example for you because that's us in our life in whatever way. We may not be a singer on a stage, a performer on a stage, but the more we practice, the more we're prepared to keep going when things are difficult. So you practice when it's easy, always practice when it's easy so that we're prepared when the challenges come. Think of the marathon runner. A marathon runner doesn't just decide to run a marathon that day. There's an incredible amount of practice that goes into it, and overcoming challenges and setbacks and working on mindset. Same for us. That is one of the key ways that we need to understand that working on our resilience and understanding the power of a simple decision is we need to refresh that decision. We need to work at not being put off and understanding all we need to do is just say, I can do this. And to do that, coming back to center, taking a deep breath, and coming back to center within ourselves right here and right now. Do that with me now. Take a deep breath. Breathe out and come back to center right here and right now. Come back to a sense of calm and peace. And be centered within. Practicing visualization. Practicing affirmations, visualizing what you want to happen, that it's already happened. Visualize from that it's already happened, from that goal, rather than looking at it from a distance, from that goal. Affirming statements, so important. These are ways of refreshing, re-energizing and supporting our decision, because remember, these simple decisions are ideas, and everything turns on an idea, and these simple decisions are creative because ideas are creative, but we need to support them. And also being in the company of like-minded people and supportive people and reading and listening to books and podcasts that refresh and support you and give you new perspectives. We just need to be constantly refreshing our perspective, our understanding, and our energy around a decision. Otherwise, it's natural. The energy can run down. That's just natural. And we do need to be wary of being discouraged. The habits can reassert themselves. And we just need to refresh that decision, that sankalpa, and keep going. Never, ever, ever give up. Never give up, never give in, never back down to these limiting habits and tendencies. You can always let them go. And one of the reasons I developed 8 collections with Sanskrit messages, Sanskrit mantras on them, is because these are key messages that we need. And we need support with these decisions, these resolutions that we make within ourselves. And if resilience is one of them that you feel you need, I've created a resilience collection, the Abhyasa collection, and these beautiful, there's jewelry and there's drink tumblers and there's t-shirts and posters and things. But the jewelry is one of the key things I'm most proud of because it's got these Sanskrit mantras on them, and there is a collection, an Abhyasa collection. So you can keep that message close to you. You can keep that message close to your heart, wearing a necklace, wearing a bracelet, having a keychain with resilience, Abhyasa on it, helps you keep that close to your heart, keep you connected with that energy, and help you refresh that resolve, that resolution, that idea, and strengthen and refresh and re-energize it within yourself, because it's natural that it runs down. I used to leave post-it notes on my desk and in the kitchen and when I was driving and things like that to help me stay focused on whatever I was practicing. But these days, I've presented jewelry to you. I've made jewelry that can help you stay connected with this message. And they're far nicer than I wish I had them back in the day, but I enjoy wearing them now, that you can keep close to you so that you know you can do this, you can get through this, because that's what resilience is all about. And if you want to know more about Damayanti, you can go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram. You can join me there, Damayanti. I'd love to have you along. And you can get in touch as well. So damayanti.store. And I've got a little bit of Sanskrit to finish up, and it's a prayer for all. May all be happy. May all be without disease. May all see only good things, and none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashantu, ma kashchid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.